I'm Elaine Griffin Singh. I now live in Forehill, but I was born at number 5 Ship Lane, Ely, in 1965. Well, basically, growing up in Ship Lane, that is right in the middle of the waterside area, and clearly, you know, there was a gang of kids that were born in that area, and we did consider ourselves to be the watersiders, as opposed to the High Barnsers and all other little gangs that there was at the time. At that time, there was quite a lot of children in that area. There was 3 boys next to me, 3 or 4 kids that lived in Willow Walk, some in Back Lane. And clearly, our whole life, from early morning till when it got dark, as it was in those days, was playing on and around the river. Well, I suppose... when you think back to the day, so we're talking late 60s, early 70s, at that time, children went out at breakfast time and didn't come back for lunch. Well, you were told, be back in for dinner, which was 1 o'clock, and it wasn't 1 minute past, it was 1 o'clock. And then you went out again, and my mother used to say, be in before it got dark. And actually, at that time, you were probably only about 5 or 6. I can remember going down and playing at the riverfront there topless. So, you know, clearly you were very young at the time, but that's the way it was. So really our play area was the river itself, the bank, Lavender Green, what I call Cooper's, I'm not sure what you call it these days, beyond Fisherman's Car Park, the bank along there, which then led into the pits where we weren't really meant to go. Mind you, I suppose at, you know, very early age, I wouldn't have gone that far. But by the time we were sort of about 8, 9, 10 or something, we were then wandering as far as the pits where we weren't meant to go. And Lyle Lane, which wasn't developed at all, that was big fields. There was a garden in Willow Walk, which is now the play area. But at that time, it was a private garden that was completely unkempt. We thought we was really naughty playing in there, but nobody ever told us off in 10 years, so we must have been all right. Then there was men there, because we used to, you know, hide from them, because, I mean, our parents told us not to go there because it was dangerous, but from our perception, that made it good. And there was men to dodge, you know, because we thought we were sort of in a prohibited area. I suppose I can sort of... imagine that I can remember that one felt like it got lots of green stuff and you went fishing there. If we talk specifically about the pits, I suppose there's two. There's one, I remember one summer to great hilarity, and I suppose with hindsight quite a bit of education, we found some girly magazines underneath a rock. And I remember us sort of going down there, each day lifting this rock and sort of going, they're still there, and kind of trying to imagine, you know, who would have sat in what was clearly a very open area, because it was kind of like almost like a beach with big boulders, a bit like Brighton Beach or something, but with bigger stones, but not secluded at all. It was sort of in the middle of this bigger, and we couldn't imagine who would sit in the middle of nowhere, you know, with reading these magazines. But clearly it was also quite shocking at the age we was at. So I suppose my fondest memory was fishing there with another, I remember it was a boy, but I can't remember who it was with me. We'd gone in there fishing, which we didn't do much, because I don't know whether it was private fishing, but it felt like we shouldn't be there. And we went fishing there one day, and I got this fish on the end of my rod, and of course, considering being brought up the river, we fished every day. I mean, it was just what we did. I remember getting this bite on this fish on the end of my rod, and it felt like nothing I'd ever felt before. I thought I got a whale on the end, and literally I was struggling with this thing and feeling like it was going to pull me in. And the boy that was with me, who would have been, I suppose we'd have been about 10-ish, about the same age, he kind of got hold of me and the rod as well, and we were struggling away, and we still couldn't make it come. I guess we probably weren't very skilled. And we were panicking, really. I didn't want to let go of my rod, which seemed like an option, but it was my, you know, expensive. Well, it weren't expensive, but to me, mother would have killed me. And yet we couldn't get it in, and we felt like it was going to pull us in the water. And just at that moment, or after a while, my art teacher walked by. I don't know whether we've got a dog or what, I can't remember. Mr. Walker, he was my art teacher. I said, Mr. Walker. And he came and helped us land this, what turned out to be a 6-pound pike, which I think is quite big. It certainly felt huge. Yeah. It was like a whale at the time to us. And he helped us land this pike, and I remember that he ran home and got his camera and took a picture of me and this boy holding this pike. So that's a really... that was the biggest fish I ever caught to this day. Lyle Lane and the pits was probably our, you know, sort of boundaries. Lyle Lane at the time, of course, as I say, was not built on at all. Even Bell Hole wasn't there, clearly, in my first memory. But then I can remember them building Bell Hole and putting the road in. And I can remember them starting to build some buildings there. There was already some. But I remember one summer holiday when they started building, I suppose, what must have been the chemical factory, now I think about it. We took to hanging about there, you know, sort of bothering the builders during the day and just sort of, you know, our kids did in them days, sat around building sites, swinging your legs, here, mister, you know, what you doing and all that. And after a couple of days, this bloke said, look, you're getting on our nerves, you lot. Come back every day at 4 o'clock and sweep up and we'll give you 50p, but we don't want to see you the rest of the time. And I remember we had that whole summer holiday. Some of them sort of got fed up with it, but I remember, because I was a little bit money orientated, I remember going every single day at 4 o'clock and sweeping up and getting 50p and saving up and buying something special, which I can't remember what it was now. But of course, the Lyle Lane at that time, it was, as I say, a big expanse. But the bit we liked about it, with hindsight, it must have been clay soil, I think, because there were huge holes that were taller than us, and some of them, you know, I mean, all sorts of holes. And we used to get in them and be like we was in the trenches, you know, playing war and that. But when you think today's health and safety. I mean, there were holes bigger than a child, deeper than a child, and I do remember us on occasion getting sort of stuck in there and having to... And I imagine that must be because it was sort of clay, you know, it wasn't crumbly. I just remember, the, you know, these very deep holes. And I can remember the ferry thing going across the river. And there were some men, wasn't there, that used to... I suppose it was probably Environment Agency men. There was a sort of rope thing somewhere just beyond the cutter and before the next bridge. You saw a lot of barges. Now, I don't know, with hindsight, whether they were Environment Agency men, you know, doing dredging and that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure I do remember seeing some cargo there going by, but I can't tell you what. It felt very much like a working place, you know. It didn't feel like a holiday river, although there were holiday boats then, but it felt more commercial as well. There was holiday in boats because we always used to laugh, actually. I don't think any of our gang ever fell in the river, not once, not got your foot wet. And yet in the summer, the boys next door, because I had three boys there, and one was quite a bit older than us and a brilliant swimmer, and he rescued what we called the city kids falling off a boat like every season, it seemed. And that we used to find that hilarious, that they couldn't be by the river without falling in. And of course, and I mean, they used to do, the boys, they used to do horrendously dangerous things. I mean, jumping off those bridges. Another thing they used to do, my mum will kill me if she ever hears this, not that I ever did it, they actually used to lay under the sleepers on the railway line and let the trains go over them. You know, when I think back, my God, you know, they were quite... devils, some of them, because actually, you know, that was the rough end of town, you know. We when I was a child, that was the poor end of town. It wasn't what it is now. There weren't even paths to the cutter from Ship Lane. That was all bank, and there was no, and that was bank, what's now the slipway and duck feeding area. There were no paths there, you know. It just was the bank. what's now Jubilee Gardens was Jewson's. I mean, until quite recently, really, wasn't it? And of course, I remember that the Maltins was derelict. We used to play in there. Again, another scary story. We used to walk across the beams, what are in the roof, and that was open, you know, and it was just derelict. And we used to go up sort of what's now the Kempen room, because that wasn't sort of enclosed like it is, and they used to walk across the ceiling beams. Only about 40 foot up. And our house, so where the pavement starts, so in other words 6 feet, 7 feet from our front door, was an 8 foot wall. So, you know, when I was a kid, as I say, we weren't in the salubrious area of Ely, we was in the commercial, you know, we were the slum end. There's the story of the mini going on the river. There was a winter, wasn't there, which was really... Yes, so before I was born, by 2 years.
Yeah.
I think that's the only time that the river, or the last time, that the river had frozen over. And someone actually drove a mini up it. So that's the story I hear a lot. But no, certainly in my life, the water has never come up Ship Lane. And I mean, we're only sort of, you know, a few feet up, aren't we?
Yeah.
I can remember it flooding right up the slipway, sort of nearly to the top sort of thing, but no, we've not had a problem with that.